What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Thursday, January 25th, 2018. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Well, big breaking news. This hit the wires just about an hour or so ago. The Department of Justice has confirmed they found all the missing text messages. Remember when the FBI came on out and said, we had accidentally deleted all of these very important text messages. And of course, it's not an accident. They're destroying evidence, obstruction of justice. And the Department of Justice Inspector General said, well, no, we had copies of all this stuff last summer. And I think it's still around here. And they've now confirmed that they've located every single missing text message for this critical five-month period between FBI agent Peter Strzok and FBI lawyer Lisa Page, who were expressing anti-Trump sentiments on their work time. And it's okay for them not to like Trump, but the degree of bias, it was obvious it was influencing their work, and that cannot be allowed. But apparently, the Inspector General over at the Department of Justice, Horowitz, has obtained hundreds of other high-level text messages from the FBI-issued mobile devices of other FBI as well as Department of Justice officials involved in pre-election investigations. And this may be why we're seeing all these recent resignations and reassignments. People are trying to get out of the target zone, as it were. Again, if Peter Strzok and Lisa Page wanted to trade anti-Trump sentiment, they should have done it on their own devices. They were using taxpayer-funded property to basically bash the President of the United States of America. And apparently, the real story, though, is that there was this seventh-floor club that met every Wednesday to plot the overthrow of the Trump administration. And that's really the meat that's inside there. Now, getting on over to the FISA memo, this is turning into a fist fight. It's apparently some of the information is already starting to leak out. Now, this memo is highly classified. It's been shown to every House member. All the House members have been sworn to secrecy. But somebody talked because, according to this article coming out of 12160, the FISA memo officially names James Comey, Andrew McCabe, and Rod Rosenstein. And I'm sure they've got to be very nervous about that. So Trey Gowdy is saying, the FBI corruption plot thickens. Hannity's out there saying the walls are closing in on the deep state. And then he went to say game on. Or the glove is up, or the game is afoot, whatever metaphor you want to use here. Now, the Department of Justice came on out basically saying that it would be extremely dangerous to national security to make this memo on alleged surveillance abuse public. It would be extremely reckless. And this was Stephen Boyd, the Assistant Attorney General for Legislative Affairs, in a letter to Nunes on yesterday. Here's the problem. Nobody at the Department of Justice has read the memo yet. A lot of the people who are out there screaming, you can't let this out, they don't know what's in there. They only know what they themselves have done, and they're worried about it being in there. So Trey Gowdy came on back and said it's time to lower the rhetoric and stop saying all this doom and gloom to national security. Basically, people are worried about their jobs. Even the Senate Intelligence Committee has not been given access to Nunes FISA memo. That's how tight they are trying to control it. And I think the longer they delay releasing it, the more time it gives the Democrats and the media time to muddy the water, which I think that they already tried to do by releasing that 99-page memo and saying that was the FISA memo. And Alex Jones had it up there and said, look at me, I've got the memo. And no, he's got he had a memo, 99-pager. This article that I'm looking at about the Senate Intelligence Committee, this is out of CNN, no less, and basically says that this four-page FISA memo is based on highly classified intelligence information. Now, there was nothing classified in that 99-page document. Therefore, this four-page memo is something new. It's not just a summary of that April 2017 99-page document. There's other stuff in there, stuff that's classified. I think that 99-page document was put on out so everybody would read it and say, ah, there's nothing there. Big nothing burger. I mean, there's some stuff in there. Highly questionable stuff. Illegal stuff. Judge Napolitano was saying that if the FISA memo lays out lawless actions, its contents should be disclosed on the floor of the House of Representatives. Yes, it should. We the people have a right to know what all of these FBI agents and Justice Department officials and all these other people are doing while working on our taxpayer dime. Because it's very clear they're not doing the job we're expecting them to do. And firings are in order. Remember, we're their boss. They all work for us. The government is like a custodian that we have hired and entrusted with the nation's sovereignty. And their job is to empty the trash cans and clean the windows and fix the cracks in the tile and other stuff like that. They're not allowed to just go on out and start sitting around our office building watching porn. Or playing politics, and certainly not grabbing the office equipment and selling it out the back door. We're their boss. We the people need to remember, we're their boss. And we have a right to basically get this government back under our control or fire it. Like it says in the Declaration of Independence, when a long train of abuses and usurpations evince a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government. That's what we're looking at here. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, and we're going to take a phone call from Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Kevin, are you there? Kevin, one more time. Kevin dropped. Oh, okay. All right. Poor Kevin. All right. Getting on back to the news here. Now, I'm not the only person who's concerned about the long delay in getting this memo out. You know, people are interested. People want to see what the FBI and Department of Justice has been doing. But attention spans are short. And Paul Craig Roberts is out here with this article saying that this needs to be released now. This needs to get on out. And people need to start moving on it. The longer the Republicans delay, they're literally sitting on evidence that clears Trump in this Russia collusion story. And they need to get it on out there. And the longer they wait, the more the Democrats and the corporate media and the deep state, the more time they're going to have to undermine the story basically try and make it go away, which clearly they want to do. When you hear this insane rhetoric coming from top officials of the Department of Justice, it's a threat to national security, and even worse, I could lose my job. Even worse, you could go to jail. Now, apparently, even the FISA court is now out there saying that the surveillance that was being done by the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI was outside the law that created the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And they've issued their own report saying the U.S. government has not been in compliance with procedures governing the acquisition of data from spying. Moreover, the full scope of noncompliance has not been previously disclosed to the court. Okay, looks like Kevin is back. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. It's being reported that the DOJ have miraculously found these text messages that I don't even believe ever went missing. I think they were hidden.
What happened was last summer, the Department of Justice was starting to look into this whole issue with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, and they got copies of all the text messages. And even when the FBI came out with the claim that they'd accidentally deleted all the text messages, the Department of Justice said, no, we've got them. They're over here. And today they just confirmed it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this whole mess, I consider this to be a four-part coup d'etat. A was right after the election. They wanted to, Electoral College and then the recount. B, the Russian canard, which that narrative has fallen apart. C, they were trying to use the 25th Amendment. That's now fell apart. D, and this is especially where I wanted to get at, with these text messages, they're threatening physical violence at the president. Man,
yes, they are. That's a felony.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, desperate people do desperate things, and these people are desperate.
They are. And President Trump has got to put on his presidential brass knuckles and get to work on these people by any all legal means. And I know he's up against a huge amount of bureaucratic resistance. I don't even know how much of this he's aware of, because, you know, he's surrounded by people who are trying to filter all the information that gets to the president. And I can imagine that just like corporate media, they're not mentioning all of this stuff.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you know, everybody in D.C., you know, and I hate to say this, but everybody is dirty with the Clinton autocracy. Even going back, you know, to when they were co-governors, you know, down in Arkansas. I mean, this scandal is the scandal of a lifetime. I don't understand how we're, you know, people are sitting by idly and not, you know, putting their head in the sand and not paying attention. You know, I'm thankful for people like you and in the independent media getting this news out there. I mean, this is huge, and heads need to roll. I really do. People need to be fired over this, jailed over this. I mean, sedition, absolutely. Treason, I'm not 100% sure, but yeah, it's looking like it.
Well, we're missing the component of giving aid and comfort to an enemy in a time of war, so it doesn't meet the legal definition of treason. But this behavior violates several sections of Title 18, including rebellion and insurrection. And as I've already mentioned, it is against the law merely to threaten the life of the president, which these FBI people were doing. But what we're seeing exposed is an entire culture of corruption that permeates the FBI, the Department of Justice, and probably most of the other institutions of the federal government. And that is the real story. We're not getting the government we thought we were getting. We're not getting the government we pay for. What we're getting is a crime spree. We're funding a crime spree by the politicians in our nation's capital.
Yep. I mean, and the other thing, too, when they were bringing out that they were doing a secret society in through the FBI and everything, the thing that stuck out of my head the most was Kennedy's speech about the very word secrecy is repugnant. I think people need to remember that he said that. He said those words.
Yes.
Because it is repugnant. We don't need this in this country.
No, we really don't here, and we don't need secret societies inside our intelligence agencies, although we know that CIA is full of Skull and Bones alumni. It seems to be a postgraduate situation where a lot of CIA began at Skull and Bones.
Absolutely. Well, that's all I wanted to, you know, to talk about to you today, sir. I hope you have a great and wonderful day, and give Miss Claire best wishes, and hopefully, you know, you don't have to keep sending her to the doctor.
Well, we're not out of the woods here just yet, but I'm seeing some progress, but she's still in a lot of pain. And because of this opioid crisis, now all of a sudden everybody's being stingy with pain medications. Oh, we can't do this, we can't do that. And, you know, we've got her an appointment with a regular doctor at Stroud, but they're so messed up with the flu that Claire's appointment isn't until May. And so trying to get through from now to May with some kind of realistic pain management, that's what we're working on right now.
You don't think this flu crisis could be them engineering a bioweapon to distract from all of this coming out, do you?
Well, it's no secret that USAMRID has been weaponizing influenza for years now. There have even been a couple of accidents. You know, I joke about somebody dropping a test tube at the bioweapons lab. There have actually been a couple of accidental releases, and they had to deal with a lot of very sick people around these various bioweapons labs. So who really knows? I remember back in 2009 when we were dealing with the when pigs fly flu, which was a combination of human flu with swine flu and bird flu. And then I found a paper from the CDC from 3 years before where they were making this thing in the lab. So they play with some very dangerous stuff here. Anyway, listen, I'm going to let you go here. Going to get back here to the news. Phone lines are open here. So basically, we have evidence that these intelligence agencies are basically just, they've all gone rogue. FBI talking about overthrowing the president. CIA just causing trouble all over the world. NSA looking for blackmail information on everybody that they can. And amazingly enough, in this recent emergency spending bill, the one that only lasts 3 weeks, apparently the funding for the intelligence agencies basically kneecapped congressional ability to oversee covert actions and surveillance programs. And apparently there was a bit of a fight over that language where the intelligence program, the intelligence agencies are trying to break free. They want to run the country. J. Edgar Hoover thought he did. When J. Edgar Hoover was a lifetime chief of the FBI, he used to call his office the seat of the American government. Too many big egos inside Washington, D.C. Here's an interesting thing. Senator Mark Warner yesterday was out there saying that the classified report compiled by the House Intelligence Committee, which he admits he has not seen, is sloppy and baseless, careless. It's got no grounding in fact. And then does not explain how he could know that it's sloppy, reckless, has no grounding in fact, when he himself has not seen it yet. But the Democrats are clearly, clearly afraid. Okay, so Sessions Department of Justice moves to protect the deep state, warns against releasing the FISA memo without an FBI review. In other words, they're setting this thing up where this memo will be redacted to protect the guilty. What we're looking at here, though, is a major, major crime. The crime of rebellion or insurrection in the ranks of the FBI and the Department of Justice. Now, getting on back to the FBI saying it accidentally deleted the messages or lost them. The dog ate my homework. Look how many times we've seen that over the years. Lois Lerner, oh, the hard drive crashed. I didn't have a backup. NSA, oh, we can't find the data. State Department is going to take 75 years to collate Hillary Clinton's emails. And have you noticed that every time one of these government agencies destroys evidence, which is what's really going on about here, the corporate media acts like that's no big deal. You know, everybody loses stuff. This is supposed to be the government. And if they can't do the job, maybe it's time to replace them. If they are that incompetent, yeah, let's shut it down and start building a whole new government from the ground up. I think it's an idea whose time has come. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And for those of you who would like to support Republic Broadcasting, keep us on the air. Keep getting the truth out, especially right now when we more need to stand up to the deep state. With all the stuff that's coming out, with the FISA memo and the texts and the seventh floor group, literally part of the FBI working to overthrow the president, this is the fight. This could be the final battle. And we need your help and your support. So if you want to send in a check or money order, the postal address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you'd like to call on in and become a recurring subscriber, the number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And again, right now, there's never been a greater need for Republic Broadcasting or for WhatReallyHappened.com to be out there and visible to the public to get the truth out about what's going on. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just wanted to remind everybody that a mere, three or 4 years ago under Obama, when Senator Dianne Feinstein was the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Oversight Committee, that the torture report, which was several hundred thousand pages long, distilled into 5,000 pages, finally distilled into 500, and was going to be released. The intelligence agencies didn't want that released, just like they don't want this FISA memo release. And they did everything they could to stop it from being released, and indeed, it never was. But among the things that they did, Mike, I know you remember, is the CIA and the NSA actually bugged the committee rooms and the staffers,
yes,
of the oversight committee that were charged with overseeing the CIA and the intelligence agencies. They actually bugged them and threatened them. Yes.
They
threatened them with prosecution.
Too.
Yes. And if I could also recount... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, there's a difference now. And that, you know, back then Obama was in office, and Obama basically went along with having the report kept away from the American public, because there is some nasty stuff in there. And we know that bits and pieces have leaked out about what the U.S. was doing to these people. And it was a lot worse than just waterboarding. We had those photos from Abu Ghraib and so forth. But now we have Trump in office. Trump is not well motivated to protect the intelligence agencies, and he's going to be even less so when he starts paying attention to this seventh floor group at the FBI that was literally plotting to overthrow him. And so he can simply order this FISA memo declassified and made public. He has that authority to do it. And I think he just might. And the only way the intelligence agencies are going to be able to stop him is to try and assassinate him.
Mike, he better do that fast. But can I recount a humorous story about Mark Warner, Mark Warner's father, John Warner?
Yes.
Who was a senator from Virginia, also the Secretary of the Navy for a while, I believe. But I was at a party in Washington, D.C. when I was... I was a captain or something like that at some diplomatic thing, and having a cocktail at this elegant party, Washington party, and in walks John Warner, Senator John Warner, who, and on his arm was his wife at the time, who was Elizabeth Taylor, the actress. It was about her 10th
yes.
wedding or something. And the comment that this very senior officer said to me was, and it's not going to be swearing, but here's what he said. This is what he said. Here come the three biggest tits in Washington. So
okay.
Anyways, just wanted to say that
heard
story.
That one.
Yeah. Anyways, but that's the... If Trump doesn't... Again, we keep saying, everybody, you... All the callers keep saying, take the gloves off. You got to fight these guys bare knuckle. He can order the release of his memo, and why he doesn't is beyond me. But,
well, again, he is surrounded by a staff that just filters everything that gets to him. He may be no more informed than Americans who are still watching television news and not going online. You know, somebody needs to put this all over his Twitter feed. It's a mystery. It's a mystery why he's not taking action here.
Maybe, remember the story 2 months ago, Mike, where apparently there were some Marine units that surrounded Langley?
I wasn't able to confirm that one.
Yeah, I'm... That's the kind of thing that may need to be done. But they're completely untethered from the Constitution.
You're talking Civil War there, and I've got a problem with that one. All right, listen, we're going to tell you what. Stay on the line. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. But stay on the line. I'm going to come back to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles, and we're talking about the rogue, out-of-control intelligence agencies. And even all the way back at the end of World War II, when Harry Truman basically allowed the OSS to become the CIA, he recognized there was a danger because in modern history, intelligence agencies or secret police or whatever you want to call them, they basically come to the point of thinking they know what's best and they're going to run the country. And certainly while Adolf Hitler remained at the top of the food chain in Nazi Germany, the Gestapo and the SS were basically running the country, and the civilian government had very little say. So it is a problem. And why do we need 17 intelligence agencies anyway? Why can't just one do it all? And certainly that would save a lot of money. We found out this last year that in addition to the NSA's authoring all of this cyber malware to infect Americans' computers with, the CIA was doing exactly the same thing to gain the same exact access. Duplication of effort, twice as much money, twice as much manpower. We can't afford that kind of waste.
I think part of it, Mike, is they've been afraid of that, and they want parallel checks on each other. I think that, you know, like bureaucratic rivals. Can I bring something? There was back in after the fall of France in World War II, and I know I've heard you speaking before. I know you know who I'm talking about. A Brit was sent over here, a millionaire industrialist, Canadian guy, but a British guy named Sir William Stevenson. And he set up an intelligence center in One Rockefeller Plaza in Rockefeller Center in New York. And he ran, as a matter of fact, I understand it's still classified what he did. The man called Intrepid, was, you know, and what they were doing was interfering in the election. Any of the isolationists, or people who were sympathetic to Germany or whatever, they were ruthlessly, you know, dirty tricked and set up and so on and so forth. And so even going back then, before we had formal intelligence agencies outside of the military services, they were still using that politically, even foreigners.
Yes.
So I don't know why they do that, have 17, other than to be rivals with each other and maybe make us a little safer, but I don't know.
Well, I don't know about that. Certainly the CIA and the FBI are rivals, even though technically FBI is domestic intelligence only and CIA is supposed to be foreign intelligence only. It's like the way the Soviet Union set up. KGB was external security and GRU was internal security. But there's a competition, and they openly cross into each other's territories. There are now FBI offices around the world. There's a rivalry going on. But a lot of these other intelligence agencies have just sort of been split off to have a little specialty niche that maybe nobody else wanted, the Defense Industrial Security Agency and things like that. But it is. It's a big part of the cancer that is consuming our nation. We don't need that many spies. If we're going to – and first of all, the failure rate is so very, very high. The CIA totally missed the Soviets going into Afghanistan. And again, at my COINTELPRO page, I have two of the major failures of the FBI. They were handed the complete blueprint for the Japanese attack here on Pearl Harbor in August of 1941. And the FBI decided it was junk – and threw it in the trash. Well done, Mike, FBI. That's protecting the nation.
Remember, the intelligence, not just the CIA, but all of them, they missed the fall of the Soviet Union as well.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, they set up that red team situation, which was they had set up an alternate team of analysts that always would give us the worst case scenario. And that was the scenario they always went with. So there may be analysts inside there, but they were bureaucratically set up to have an opposing red team that had always gave the worst case, among which, you know, the Soviet Union is not going to do anything, the Soviet Union, or whatever. Whatever the worst case was, and the best case for the military-industrial complex, that's what the red team always espoused, and that's where they always went with the actual dollars.
Yeah.
And you know, so it needs to be really exploded, Mike. It really
well
does.
This may be the spark. This may be the spark, and I hope Donald Trump is aware of what's going on with these text messages. We don't even know if that's really Donald posting to his Twitter account. I think one possible explanation for the lack of Trump seeming to do anything to drain the swamp is he's literally being shown a view of the world that is highly filtered. They're controlling the information, getting to him as a means to control how he's thinking and what he does. And I think that's what's going on. Peter, thank you very much for the phone call and for your insights and for the humor. And we're going to go now to Larry in Indiana. Aloha, Larry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there, Mike. I'm sorry. I just can't see Trump as a good guy. I mean, candidate Trump said that he was against war. He was against ISIS. He was going to destroy ISIS. And thanks to a lot of the links I've got from your website, We know that Trump is doing exactly the same thing that Obama was doing. He's aiding ISIS. He's rescuing ISIS commanders, rescuing them, moving them around, pointing them at the Russians, trying to continue to cause trouble in Syria, as Israel has been doing. He continues to coddle Israel, who was deeply involved with 9/11, as was our CIA. He hasn't said a word of truth about that, nor a word of truth about Sandy Hook. We haven't heard a word of truth about what happened in Vegas. He continues to insult Goldman Sachs banksters in place and coddle the same type of people, you know, in the Treasury Department.
Okay, well, we don't need to go down the entire laundry list. I'll be the first one to admit I'm very disappointed in Donald Trump. But on the other hand, I still think things would have been a lot worse if Hillary had won the Oval Office. The one thing that we have right now is that Donald Trump isn't going to keep these cover-ups in place on all this deep state corruption, and we could see the whole system start to break down. I've been speculating for quite a long time that the eventual fate of the United States is a Soviet Union-style collapse, and it might happen on Trump's watch.
Am I still on?
You're still on.
Okay. He's got a guy working with him named Peter Thiel. These guys are big into artificial intelligence. They treat us like sheep. They're running scenarios against us. My opinion is they've got the media attacking him on such stupid issues. It's actually generating support for him as he continues the globalist warmongering agenda. I mean, you know, look at what happened in Ukraine. That was Biden, the Democrats, Obama. That Victoria Nuland, you know, her Zionist hubby, Robert Kagan, and Trump is doing the exact same things, continuing to give them deadly military weapons. Everything he's doing now as president is anathema to what he did as candidate Trump, just like all the rest of them.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you, okay? He's been a disappointment.
He put Sessions in there. So he knew what kind of a deep state potted plant Sessions was in the first place, so he's got the ability to gripe about the fact that Sessions isn't doing anything, and yet he could fire him. He could get somebody in there that would – she should have put Trey Gowdy in there, you know, somebody like that. We need somebody that's –
Larry Klayman, Tom Fitton.
America, yeah, you know, I like Larry Klayman.
Here's the problem.
Trump, not Israel. He's too beholden to Israel. Jared Kushner needs to go.
Yeah, Larry, my turn. There's one problem with what you're suggesting. Okay, Donald Trump is already under fire for letting the former chief of the FBI go because Robert Mueller is trying to somehow morph that into an obstruction of justice case. He's trying to basically say that the only reason that Trump fired former Director Comey was to interfere with the investigation into Trump's collusion with Russia. And
I understand that, but you can't drain the swamp if you keep putting swamp critters back in there.
Well, I've said that before, you know, that Trump's big mistake is instead of draining the swamp, he's hiring the alligators into the staff positions. All right, Larry, we're going to let you go and switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing okay.
Yeah, like we talked about this over and over about when Trump came in, he should have cleared out everybody. Trump needs to set up like a firewall. And the first thing he should do is fire everybody in the FBI. You don't peeling back an onion to another layer is just another problem. So he's going to have to get rid of everybody in the FBI and start anew immediately. So have somebody not in Washington start as the director of the FBI. And then after you do that, he's got his firewall, and then continue to the NSA, and then to the CIA, and then probably to the DIA. And, you know, after that, if he's still around, you know, then you continue that. But getting rid of a couple people in the FBI and all that is not going to help because they're within each group. You know, it's compartmentalized. So you're going to have to get rid of everybody and give them lie detector tests. You know, they get lie detector tests anyway. You know, I mean, but he's going to have to throw the whole onion away, Mike. You just can't keep peeling pieces back. It's just too late for that. You know, they're everywhere, Mike. It's just layer upon layer.
I know. And We've been hearing about that for years. I remember when, you know, TWA 800 went down and, you know, the FBI was out there, again, destroying evidence, covering up evidence. There was when Frederick Whitehurst, he was the head of the FBI's crime lab, and he blew the whistle saying that the FBI crime lab routinely rigged the results of forensics tests to favor the prosecution. And that resulted in a lot of mistrials and retrials and people being let go. The gentleman who married Claire and I, minister, happened to be in Oklahoma when the Oklahoma bombing occurred. And he drove on over to volunteer to help search for survivors. And they made him show his ID something like six times before they let him near the building. And the one thing he came back mentioning was that while there were people obviously in the records screaming, FBI agents were just running around picking up papers and shoving them in boxes and loading them on trucks. So that's what you have here.
Yeah, because the way I figured is no other way. If you look, Victoria Nuland, like the previous gentleman mentioned, you know, Ukraine, well, she was put in by Bush. You know, and then you got the Kagan, her husband, you got elements before her. So it's just, it's like I said, throw away the whole onion. Don't, you know, it takes time to peel up, you know, each layer off and picking different people. I mean, there's a lot of good people in the CIA, NSA, and the FBI. But, I mean, unfortunately, Mike, you know, sometimes good people are going to have to get canned to clear out the, you know, the bad people. And the bad
people I'm a little
like James Comey, you know.
I'm a little less ruthless than you are because I agree with that individual who called into the show that said basically good people and bad people enter the FBI and the bad people get promoted all the way up to the top because they're willing to do the dirty tricks to get past their competition. So I think we really only need to like take the top three levels of management off and everybody else keeps their jobs. And I think that'll send out the message that this kind of behavior is not going to be tolerated. And obviously, everybody on that seventh floor club who openly talked about violence against the sitting president of the United States, they need to go to jail because it is against the law to threaten the life of the president. And that's exactly what these people were doing in these text messages. These are serious crimes. And, this is not just abuse of an email server. This is really serious. Anyway, Dustin, thank you very much. I'm going to let you go, and we've got one more call from Francis in North Carolina. Francis, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind today?
Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha.
I tell you what. It seems like no matter who it sits on the royal throne in the District of Criminals, there's always going to be a threat of some sort, somehow, some way, somewhere, whatever have you. It never fails, depending on what's going on. That's an overall synopsis. And yes, they probably should be jailed or whatever the case is, prosecuted, who knows what, because of what they're doing. Now, as far as the whatever definition we use for deep state or who knows what, the question is, I wonder how deep that goes. Does it go clean back to the Shrub Jr., or even further back than him and his dad and all that kind of good stuff, and Cheney and Chertoff and Rice and all that kind of good stuff.
I think it would be safe to say that there has always been a degree of corruption in government going all the way back to the founding of the country. But it was small and manageable, and we could tolerate it and afford it. But starting in the 1980s, it just began to spread, and it all goes with that CIA drug running out of Arkansas, gun and drug running. Plus, they were bringing in the heroin from Vietnam at the same time as well. And all of a sudden, everybody wanted a taste. They wanted a taste of that cash flow. And so over time, the corruption has spread until it encompasses pretty much everybody inside the government. And now we're starting to see it get exposed. And that's why I'm saying it's so important for everybody to take all these stories about the FISA memo and these texts and just literally say, do you understand there was a subgroup in the FBI actually plotting the overthrow of the President of the United States of America. And, of course, if you say that to a liberal, they're going to say, well, yes, he deserves to go. No. We are supposed to be a nation of laws, okay? Donald Trump won the election, you know, overcoming massive election fraud. And for good or bad, he is the president. And you don't threaten his life, and you don't plot rebellion and insurrection against him.
Well, the interesting thought is that how do we know that it did not go further back than the 80s, such as into the 70s, and further back than that? However, with that being said, whether you have the criminals in charge, the National so-called Security Agency, and the fascist Bureau of Information, or whatever you want to call it, there's no telling as to who's doing what behind whose back.
No, there really isn't. Anyway, Francis, we got to do a commercial break here. I'm going to let you go. When we come on back, we've got another caller waiting, and then I got to get back and do more news because there's a lot more interesting stuff out there today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take one more phone call. Kodiak up in Missouri. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I've got a really bad cell signal here, but I wanted to talk about something that has been bothering me for the last 6 months since I found it in one of our updates. Give you a little background. I own a software development company, and
yes.
I'm pretty much on online games, which is a multi-billion-dollar business. But I used to make game engines, and I still have some that I've retired from it. There are a few that still do updates for. And 6 months ago, I came across something in a program that I was trying to update for one of my games on. And I reported it to the FBI, and they said they didn't care. But basically, Microsoft and some of the online gaming giants are stealing everybody's information.
Yes.
And there's no way to prove it. The only way for them not to steal your information is you not play those games.
Well, generally, I don't play those games. The only games I play are flight simulators.
Well, true. Flight simulators are not ones that you have to worry about, but do you know how many Americans and their kids play Steam games?
Yeah. I know that there was a big story that came out about that recently. They're vacuuming up the information, and it's going to marketers, or who knows where it's going. There's no more privacy left in our country. I definitely miss it. I have private instincts. I want to be left alone. I want to not have people watching me and listening to me, except obviously the radio show. When I'm not on the air, I'm very private, and I work to keep it that way.
I understand that, but you know about the leaks in the Intel processors.
Oh yes, we've been talking about that.
Yes, the things that I was asked by the manufacturer that I made the game engine for an actual video game for to do an update for a security patch for Windows 10. And basically, when I went in there to do this, I found out this is a Korean-based company that has this video game. And it's not our government that's putting this stuff in the that we're having the problem
with. Well, we know that the Intel chips are made in Israel, and the bug supposedly appeared with the Centrino, which was the first chip made in Israel. Kodiak, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with more news in hour number two after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.